Joining us now, we have former LPGA player, instructor, and from Steady Head Putting, Bobby Salmon joining us. Bobby, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the invitation.
All right, so I want to get right down to it because the drawback to my game, usually, when I'm playing pretty well, is always still putting. I mean, I can hit the tee ball, I can hit the greens, I can get it up and down, or I can at least get it usually pretty close. But I tell you what, all these people that are selling all of these putters that say, man, it rolls the ball so great end over end. But let me tell you, Bobby, my ball rolls majestically right by the edge of the cup every single time. How do I get better at putting? What are the things that I need to be focusing on?
You need a steady head. That's exactly why I invented this thing, because I'm self-taught. I taught myself to play, and I don't buy into all of these gimmicks and all this stuff, so it's kind of funny that I would invent a training aid, but I don't even like to call it a training aid. It's an awareness aid. There's all different kinds of strokes. I mean, you watch Snedeker, he kind of has a little pop stroke. It's like golf swings. I mean, there's no right or wrong, but the big thing, the only way you're going to be a good putter is that you have to see the line, and you have to be aware of where you're looking, and most people have no clue. So I got tired of telling people, they'd come for a putting lesson, oh, what am I doing? I said, you're moving your head. No, I'm not. I said, yes, you are. Well, you know, they don't believe me. So I came home and I thought, you know what? How stupid. Just get a pair of glasses with a laser on it and they can see when they're moving their head. But when
easy.
I got the prototype of this thing back, I started using it in my kitchen floor, and I've got, you know, tile and the grout line. And I looked down the line, and because I was missing putts, you know, 3 inches to the right. Well, my little laser light was 3 inches to the right. I had no idea that I was not rotating my head like I should. And that is probably the biggest thing. I mean, it's fascinating to see how much you move your head.
Now,
but the biggest thing that I've seen is that people have no clue where their head rotates. So I was at the golf show year before last, and you know, all these pros would come up and they said, oh, what is this thing? And I said, well, it's a putting aid. I don't have any problem moving my head. I said, well, put the glasses on and show me. And first off, they were dumbfounded. And then they realized, there was one lady came up and, you know, she rotated her head and she's like 4 inches inside to the left. And I said, you miss all your putts to the left, don't you? She said, how did you know? I said, well, honey, look where your light is. So it really is a fascinating little tool. I mean, and it's just so stupid simple, and it can't hurt your game. If you put these things on, people freak out at first, and I go, just breathe and relax. And it just trains you. It makes you aware. Like I said, it's not even a training aid. It makes you aware of where your head's looking.
So talk about that. Talk about it from a rotating head standpoint. Now, are we talking about rotating the head as we're looking up to look down the line before we hit the putt, rotating the head after we hit the putt? Explain that to people.
Well, when when I teach people with the full golf swing, I mean, I always say you've got to learn to look at the world sideways. People think they look up when they miss the ball. They don't look up. They straighten their head up to straighten the world out. If you watch all the pros during their follow-through, their head is sideways. I mean, Annika Sorenstam and David Duval both, their head was already up before impact, but it rotated correctly down the line instead of pulling. Once you pull your head up to what I call straighten the world out, well, your chest comes up. And that's what people do with putting. If you watch them and watch the pros on TV, as they're tracking down the line, their head rotates down the line. It doesn't look up. But it's very odd at first because we weren't put on the earth to stand and look sideways. So it's a little unnerving when you're looking at something sideways. So you really have to train yourself to look properly down the line. And then I've had several students that used them, and they put them on and realized that they had their head cocked sideways standing over their putter to begin with. So this thing really, it really does three things. I mean, it helps you get your eyes over the ball. It helps you track down the line like you should. And it shows you when you move your head. But I've just replaced all the fear and everything in my putting stroke with that line, because I see that little imaginary line. It's a bright red laser light. It just looks right down the line. And again, it takes your mind off of, oh God, don't push it, don't pull it, whatever. And it really is just a fascinating little tool. And I am so desperate to, every time somebody tries it, they flip out and they go, oh my God, I got to have one of these.
All right, so,
but when people look at it, they just, you know, they're like, nah, I don't need that until you try it. So,
all right, so let's talk about
I'll send you one.
Yeah, okay, cool. Let's talk about the eyes over the ball scenario. You know, because I've always heard, you know, eyes right over the ball or maybe slightly inside. Have you seen a difference with this, with people making putts when the laser is on the ball or inside the ball or outside the ball? Have you seen the difference in what happens?
Well, I have it adjusted. It's a little bit adjustable because I've never wanted to dictate to somebody that you have to do this and you can't do that.
Right.
I like you to get comfortable over the ball. Again, the big thing with putting is seeing the line and rolling the ball down the line, you know, and if you can rotate your head, if you can keep this little laser light. Now, I've got to invent something to be able to read the thing. I mean, that's my next invention. But, you know, most people miss putts because they just don't realize their head is not, you know, I think your body follows your head. And when you look out, I mean, your eyes may be on the hole, but your head is pointed 3 inches out to the right. And it really fascinated me with that, to watch people. But again, it can be adjusted. So if you like to have the ball a little outside, the bottom line for me is it's all about consistency and it's all about understanding how to rotate your head down the line and really believe you know where you're looking.
Right. And I mean, even from a consistency standpoint, we see it all the time. I mean, you know, a guy like Matt Kuchar hitting a full shot. I mean, Matt Kuchar gets up, aims way right, and basically hits an over-the-top pull that fades back to the target, you know, and he's got it grooved. So, you know, and Jim Furyk, obviously, with a different golf swing, but it's more about grooving it than anything else. So it's interesting to me that you're talking about, you know, from an eyes over the ball perspective, you'd rather see people more comfortable. But what seems to be more important is that rotation of the head as well as keeping the head steady. But as long as the ball position is in the same spot every time, that's going to make it that much easier. Am I wrong there?
Oh, no, not okay. Wrong at all. And that's why I was not going to dictate, because I had several people when I was at the show really hammer me. But I tell you. Well, you know, you can have your eyes inside and still have the light on the ball a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, that's the whole point. It really, for me, it is such a trust issue. And once you start to, you know, when we stand over those 3 footers, and it is just amazing for short putts because people flinch. You know, they think, oh, God, don't miss it, don't push it, don't pull it. Well, I just track back and forth down the line, and I just see that red light back and forth down the line. I don't even think about the ball. I don't think about my stroke. You know, Billy Mayfair, his practice stroke was perfect, and then he would make a big loop. And, I mean, hell, he went on tour, so you can't say you can't do that.
Right.
So yeah. I don't like to tell people that, you know, you just have to do that. That's why I don't even call it a training aid. It's an awareness aid. You need to know what it's like to stand there and keep your head still. And most people just, they don't know, because they have no idea they're moving that much.
Right, yeah. So let's say that you had this thing 30 years ago. How's your life different?
Oh, honey, please, I'm telling you. Well, and I have always been a good putter. And
right.
It's kind of funny now, because now I'm putting the lights out of it. And it's a good thing, because if I were a crappy putter, it probably wouldn't bode well for my invention. But it really does work. I mean, I've given all of my students here, when I'm out in the desert, you know, they use it and they just rant and rave, but it's one of those things. I mean, I use mine every day just inside on the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
You know, it's really not intended. And that's the next big question people ask me is like, well, can you see this thing outside? Now, at high noon when the sun is glaring, no, you're not going to, you can faintly see it. But the whole point with me inventing this thing, I don't want you to use it on the putting green because, again, now once you get back out to the putting green, your focus goes back to making the putt, not keeping your head still.
Right.
And not rotating down the line. So I'd rather you stand in your kitchen floor and rotate up and down the grout line and go, holy moly, this thing is fabulous. And just stand there and you don't even need a ball. Just make your putting stroke and keep your head still.
Nice.
But it really works. It does.
Again, we're talking with Bobby Salmon, LPGA Class A, PGA Class A instructor, and with Steady Head Putting. And all right, so tell me about prototyping and getting kind of the one that we see now, and kind of give us a feel for what it costs and where we can get this thing.
Well, it's I have actually kind of redesigned it a little bit, so the new laser that's on it is just a little more user-friendly. It's the same thing. It's just got one big battery to it, where the my original model kind of had two little batteries, and they were, you know, a little bit of a pain to get in and out. But it's got just one big, like, watch button battery in there, and it's pretty simple, and you can go to steadyheadputting.com and order them, and I've dropped the price to $99.99, a bargain.
Yeah, a bargain. I mean, you know, if you're saying we can putt as good as you are, then I think I can make the $100 back up on the golf course with my buddies.
Oh, yeah, within the week. I've got Rod Pampling has one, and Kevin Streelman. Kevin ordered one from me, so I've got a couple of tour players out there that are using them, and I'm getting ready to go next week to try to qualify for the LPGA Senior Championship in French Lick, and I did quite a few clinics for Jane Blaylock, so I'm going to talk to Jane about using them in her clinics and all. Because, I mean, in any teaching pro, and I do have a discount for teaching pros, male and female, if you have golf schools, if you have golf camps, anything. I mean, it makes the greatest gift because, first off, how many people need another shirt or a dozen golf balls? So it's a really unique gift. If you're running member guests or anything, it really is kind of a cool gift to get because, again, everybody's got enough golf bags and everything. But if you've got a training center and little kids, they love it. They think it's like a video game, so they just get a big kick out of it. So it's out there for you. I will send you one, I promise.
Okay, perfect. And again, everybody, it's steadyheadputting.com. And so before I let you go, so let's take Rory McIlroy, for example. We know this; he's been struggling of late with putting and switching putters. Have you seen anything just by watching coverage that maybe proves to you that he's doing something that your steady head could definitely improve? I mean, have you seen anything off the surface that makes you think, you know, he's doing this or he's doing that wrong?
Well, I go back to the mechanics are the mechanics, and there's really no right or wrong. I mean, when Tiger was just the reason Tiger made every putt he looked at is because Tiger thought he could make every putt he looked at.
True.
I mean, and that is true. You know as good as I do, sometimes you just stand over a shot and you go, I know I'm going to make this shot. You do. Well, how did you know that? I don't know if I could teach that. I could have retired by now.
Exactly.
But the same thing with putting. It's when you start getting into a little bit of a funk and you just, then you start pressing and you know, you've got to match, you know, the speed with the line. But again, this takes, it really takes that fear away because you're so focused on just the light. And that's what I do. I'm just so focused on, I visualize that red dot on the ball and I see that line going up and down to the hole. And that it takes all the other things because I think people can start getting way too mechanical with putting. I mean, you can stand there with one hand and knock it in the hole. So it's kind of like the golf swing where they're just trying, I think, to overteach it way too much. You've got to let people be natural and all. And when you start missing a few putts and you start struggling a little bit, you start questioning yourself. So this, to me, is just, you know, it gives you a little bit more confidence because it takes your mind off missing the thing.
Awesome. Well, hey, I really appreciate you coming on with us, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon. After we get it, and we'll try it out, and I'll make everything.
Great. Hey, listen, send me an email, Bobby Salmon at Steadyhead Putting, and give me some info, and I'll send you one.
Okay, will do. Thanks a lot.
Okay, honey. Thank you so much.